This is the Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Ro is taking some time off, a couple of days, and Richard Roper is here with us.
In the club.
Yeah, how about that?
You know it. Violetta.
Kid move.
Tata is dancing right now. Of course she is. And Richard, you're going to be reviewing some movies for the weekend for us coming up. But we saw this story that was interesting, and I guess I want to ask the kids, Violetta and Kevin, you guys ever been to a Blockbuster store? Do you remember Blockbuster stores?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never was a Hollywood movie kind of girl. I was a Blockbuster.
Oh, Hollywood Boulevard or something?
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, yeah.
That was a rarity.
Yeah, that was the...
they seemed
fun.
They
were like the Peets to the Blockbuster being Starbucks for the kids out there.
Right. They had fun candy, I remember. At the Hollywood
video
ones.
Stores had the best deal on candy at the local video store. It was an entire wall. No matter what was on the wall, it was 10 cents.
So and what did you go for?
Airheads almost every time.
Oh, yeah.
A bucket, get 10 of those bad boys.
Snow cap kind of girl.
Me too.
That was such a ritual, though. It was so exciting when a Blockbuster would go up in your neighborhood. And for a while, for a brief period, then there was the big battle between VHS and Beta. Beta lost. But you would grab a little tag, either the orange for VHS or blue for Beta, you know, depending on what kind of video player you had.
Yeah, I don't remember that part.
And then, yeah, you remember that the ones, it always seemed like the one that you wanted was there in the Beta if you didn't have the Beta machine, but wasn't in the VHS or, you know, or the other way around. Like whatever machine you had, the best movies were not available in it.
And then you'd get the picks, you know, from the staffers. Kev's picks.
Oh, yeah, I loved that wall of their
and then,
picks.
And then you'd see it would be some 14-year-old kid in the stock room. You'd think it was, oh, this must be a film scholar who is recommending this movie. It's like, no, it's my nephew.
Hey, but Quentin Tarantino came from the video store.
Yeah,
background.
Well, you know, he watched videos all day long. He watched every single 70s B movie in the world, which is why there's so much influence of those kind of exploitation flicks in his movies.
They're saying that all the Blockbuster went bankrupt in 2010 and it closed its last 300 stores in 2013, but there were a few that stayed open. Almost all of them are in Alaska.
They had a good run.
Alaska.
I always liked using someone else's name or card so that if I forgot to return it or didn't rewind
at all.
It.
If Violetta used somebody else's name, I'll run
She was not kind. She did not rewind.
Now, did you guys remember those stickers? The Be Kind Rewind
Please
ones? Or were
kind.
They already outdated by the time you were
that
going
was the
there?
Worst. You'd rent out a movie and the person hadn't rewound it. So, and sometimes it would be like in the last scene of Basic Instinct. You'd be like, there's the ice pick.
Oh. Well, DVDs start from the beginning, so.
Yes, that's true.
But some people didn't treat them nicely, and then you like 15 minutes, it'd skip it all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I remember that was a huge thing, too. It was in the mid to late 90s. I think 97 was the first year, and I went into the Blockbuster, and all of a sudden there was this little section off to the side saying DVDs, and Twister was the first movie, I think, to come out on DVD.
How exciting.
I'm like, what do you do with that? How do you play that?
My dad came home with a DVD player and Twister, and it was one of the great days.
He did?
We all posted up in the family room, watched this spectacle on the TV.
You never saw him again. Never said, I'm going out for another DVD. Instead of the pack of cigarettes story.
It was last words from your father.
I'm going to get Top Gun. I'll be right back. Daddy, little Kev running down Maple Avenue.
Did you guys have those lists? You probably did, Richard. The list at home of all the movies that were available.
Yeah.
And you got so excited. Your parents send your parents to the store.
I just love it, Alaska. I think that's the Palin family because they haven't figured out the technology. So they're keeping the Blockbuster stores.
Well, they're saying that, A, there's a lot of downtime there. Maybe not as much to do.
Weather,
a little more
open.
But then. That also their Wi-Fi is not as it's not as good. It's a little spotty out there, so they're not streaming the same way the rest of us are in the rest of the country.
That's fantastic.
So there's your reason for that. We are going to be back with Richard's reviews in a little bit later on this evening, but then we also have News of Ruse coming up, and we have the top 5 at 5, of course, and Judy's News coming up in 2 minutes.